from the very beginning, we are saying the whole story is just as a political action. It is not a thing after justice. Our president has actually done a lot to bring peace in the country. The very eminent thing for that is he stopped the longest war in Africa, which cost us the cessation of the South and loss of a third of our country, just because we want peace with the South. When he did that, some people who doesn't want calm in the area and peace in Sudan, they tried to bring the problem of Darfur.
Your president, President Omar al-Bashir, was indicted because of allegations of orchestrating atrocities in Darfur. Do you believe, or does your government believe, that now the ICC must drop these charges against your president?
I think this is a logical thing. From the very beginning, this was incorrect. And all this actually only for is a political indictment. It's not justified. We have seen now what they have done with Uhuru, the president of Kenya. It is just a fake thing without anything about the allegation against him. From our side, they don't want to make this. And now they reach this close end, and I think for their dignity and for them to make peace in Sudan, I think they have to revise.
Your government has been criticized by many, not just the opposition in Sudan, but by the United Nations Human Rights Commission over the recent arrest of the opposition people. I think they have come back from Cairo after signing an agreement. Your government has arrested at least three or so opposition members.
Yes, actually, these people, they refuse to join the national dialogue. You know, everybody here in Sudan is calling for peace and calling for the national dialogue. They went to Addis Ababa to convince the rebels not to come. And they have joined them to topple the regime, not through dialogue, but through resistance and war. What they want from us, to let them go freely and to come freely and to plot and these things, I think this is just a security measure. These people are going to be released. In fact, in other countries, we have seen the opposition leaders and even, you know, students in thousands, they go to jail without any comment from the so-called international community or others for calling for democracy and human rights, not even aware.
Even if you arrest three, people say in a country like yours, if you want a national dialogue, people should have a right to say what organization they want to join.
In fact, I think they should be released, and I'm calling for this. I myself calling for to be released